Here we go, part three of our activation series. First, I just want to say, my gosh, it's good to be here with you. It is amazing to have done the six activations that we did in part two. That said, if you have not done those, you definitely want to do those before coming into this exploration. Everything builds on everything. What we'll do here will not open to the degree that it will once you do all of the activations, once you listen to part one and part two. Okay, enough of that admin stuff. Let's do some beautiful things together. So overall, we are going through a bunch of different activations together, a bunch of rewilding activations. We're really going for it. Now, I could give you activations for probably a month straight and still not give you all of the activations in rewilding. First, there are about 70 archetypes. Each of them have their own activation. Then there are multiple layers and multiple aspects to every single archetype. So that puts like 70 times about 100, right? That's a lot. Then there's all of the heights, which we touched into in part two. The heights, the mysteries held in the heights, all of the mysteries held in the depths. Then there's all of the mysteries held in the union of the two. Then there's all of the mysteries held in the energy of that which gets created via the union of the two. So I just want to share with you that despite my best efforts and giving us everything that I possibly can in this activation series, it is still a tiny like drop in the ocean of what it is that rewilding holds, does, goes into, opens up, brings us into in ourselves and awakens us to. Okay, let me see if I can bring some more activations to us. Everything that I do, just so you know, everything that I do is always from this place of really holding this this present moment in time and going, what is it that serves the most? What is it that serves the most? So for activation part two, I had zero plan. I have no idea where we're going ever. Right now, I have no idea where we're going, but it comes out of creating from this very moment and holding this intention of anyone who ever watches this, may this serve them to the highest degree possible. And then I bring it through from there. Like, what is it that serves? What is it that serves? What is it that serves? And I just hope that my little self gets out of the way as much as it can to allow for something much greater to be created through me, right? Something much greater, something that taps into, you know, that what we plugged into in part two, that life force pulse, the infinite all of everything, and that high level consciousness, may it come from a place way beyond my little Sabrina brain. So in case you're wondering where all of this comes from, it comes from exactly what we're working with. All right, so let's dive in. Let's see what we can do here. All right, I think this is what's going to serve a little bit. I'm going to have to stand up again. So you don't have to stand yet, but I might invite us to stand in a second. Okay. So let's feel into, I'm going to bring my camera up just a tiny little bit for you. I wasn't planning on standing, but here we are. All right. I want to invite you to breathe into your base, the base of your spine. So we've been together now for a while, right? At least an hour or so. We get to be weird. We've let go of all that silly stuff of like, I don't know about this. But just a quick reminder to really go for it. You get to be free. You get to be weird. We're breaking out of patterns. We're breaking into something new. You're breaking into something new. And that something new is a truer, fuller you. It's a more empowered you. It's a more alive and aligned you. It's a you that's more tapped in. That's more tapped into these extraordinary powers within self. And that you can plug into anytime. So two of those extraordinary powers that we've plugged into, right, were life force, and then we plugged into consciousness. So I'm going to use those two energies as a doorway in for our first couple explorations, and we'll see where things go. So feeling into that life force, just that life force. We already did this in part two. You can remember that tree of life, the roots, life force. It opened our hearts and really opened us up to a lot of love, life force. And then consciousness, we brought consciousness down. We could say that this is also a way of the mysteries and the wisdoms held in the heights in consciousness, we invited to descend into our very beings, into our minds, into our hearts, into our bodies, and into our lives. It's pretty good, right? Like, I'm in. We could also say that we invited the mysteries held in the depths to rise up through all of our cells, all the layers of our body, into our hearts, and to move out into our lives, right? So now we've got the mysteries and the wisdom and the gifts, we could say, held in the heights, descending down. We've got the mysteries, the wisdom, and the gifts held in the depths, rising up. We've invited them to not only bring the gifts and bring the wisdoms in our bodies from those two places, we've also invited them to dance together, to awaken more gifts that they can only awaken when they're dancing together, to awaken more wisdom, to awaken more within us that can only awaken when they're dancing together. We could say that consciousness is another way of saying sacred masculine. We could say that life force is another way of saying sacred feminine. Don't get stuck in the gender, though. It's life force and consciousness. Sacred feminine rising, sacred masculine descending. And bringing the wisdom, awakening the wisdom in us as it descends or rises. And then awakening the wisdom within us as they come closer and closer and closer and closer into union. More and 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 more into union. Not just in our hearts, not just in our minds, not just in our bellies, not just in our sexual centers, but they come into union in every cell of our being. Every cell of our being. There's this union that happens. There's this union that can happen, and maybe you're starting to feel some of that, or you're breathing into some of that, but this union happens in every cell of our being. Now that union, what that union does is it breaks you open. It breaks every cell of your body open up to this extraordinarily powerful energy called creation energy. It's like nuclear energy going off. It's creation energy. It's creation energy. Creation energy in every cell, every aspect of our being. Now, when we start to learn how to consciously work with creation energy, when we're aware of it, it's already in the world everywhere, but we become more aware of it. And then when we become more aware of it, we can become more alive to it. It becomes more alive in us, right? So the wisdoms from the depths become more alive in us. The wisdom from the heights become more alive in us. And then they open us up to the wisdom of creation. It becomes more alive in us, and we become more able to work with it. We've become more aware of it, more attuned to it. It's an attunement. It's an attunement. It's an attunement. So it's not like I can think myself really hard into it. It's an attunement to it. It's a like a vibration. Every cell in your body starts to vibrate there. Your mental cells start to vibrate there. Your emotional cells start to vibrate there. Everything kind of starts to like line up and vibrate together. We then get to start to create differently in the world. We move through the world differently in the world. Can you see that? Because you're attuned to this vibrational force that is connected into universal mind, that is connected into the pulse of life and consciousness itself. So the pulse of life, the rhythm, the form, All of form, and the formless, consciousness. So form and formless, you're attuned to the wisdoms and the mysteries of form and the wisdom and the mysteries of formlessness. And then the wisdom and the mysteries of form and formlessness mixing together, really attuning us to this capacity to work with creation. Just that. That's just what we're doing here. You thought you were just grounding in or doing a little bit of tree of life practice. Nope. Nope. All right. So that itself there is a way of activating things within us, is just holding that, talking through that, opening that in you. So that's something you may want to re-listen to that. We'll call that practice number seven. Practice number seven. We'll call it like creation activation a little bit. Tiny little dipping a toe into that. Now I want to talk about what is it that we can do. You heard me mention like 70 different archetypal energies. What is it that we can do so that we can access? Because here's what's true, is when we can access more life force and we can access more consciousness, we can access, of course, more vitality, more aliveness, more love, more pleasure, more bliss, more joy, right? That comes with all of the aliveness, more flow, more creative essence. It's like life just gets really good. We start to drip with aliveness. We start to drip with Shakti. We start to drip with joy, We're like, really? Like, you become radiant. You're dripping. You're dripping with life. You become fertile. You become abundant. You become creative. You're dripping with life. Dripping with life. So how do we open up to more of that? Well, there's parts of self. There's parts of self that are already in a pretty good place to bring that energy through. And then there's parts of self that maybe aren't bringing that much energy through, that aren't able to yet, it's always a yet, that aren't able to bring that life force through. Same thing when we go above. So now if we talked about life force and what that brings to us, let's talk about consciousness. So consciousness, bringing through more consciousness. How do we bring through more consciousness? Like, we bring through more consciousness, bring down more consciousness into my mind, more consciousness into my heart, more consciousness into my whole of my body. More consciousness. How do I bring down more consciousness? And why do I bring down more consciousness? What does more consciousness bring me? More consciousness brings you, let me feel for a moment. I want to use the word alchemy. Life force also brings alchemy, but I want to talk about alchemy through consciousness for a moment, is because your consciousness penetrating into something brings an alchemy to it. If you ever had a person who, they're just fully present with you, they're so present when you're speaking to them, they're so, so present to you, they're not distracted by anything, they're with you. They're seeing you in a way that maybe no one's ever seen you. They're seeing parts of you that you can't even see about you. Like, they're with you. They're bringing so much consciousness that it's literally changing the words that are coming out of your mouth. They're bringing so much consciousness to you that it's literally changing the state of your body. This happens to me all the time. When someone who can bring a lot of consciousness to me, it'll literally change the state of my entire being. My entire body will start to vibrate differently. Yours will too. It's just being attuned to it. It's just like the mind being able to catch on to it. Everything, everywhere. If I bring consciousness to it, that plant over there, it alchemizes that plant. It alchemizes it. There's studies done on this. There's science proving this. Science proves this, right? So this isn't like a woo-woo out there kind of a thing. So we bring more consciousness to something. You have this capacity to alchemize things. This is a capacity to move things in the world. This is a capacity to alter things, to shift things, to change things. You also have a capacity to get shit done. And I think this is so important, at least at this moment in time when I'm creating this, having this conversation, is we are so distracted. We are so scattered. We are like energetically scattered. We're all over the place. Distractions. It's almost impossible to come to completion. It's almost impossible to create something. It's almost impossible to bring something into this world because we're too distracted. We're too all over the place. Here's the thing. Consciousness directs life force. Where focus goes, energy flows. So you have all of this energy. It needs to know where to go. And so some of us, we have so much aliveness. We have so much feminine, we could say, so much creativity, so much flow, so much of that. But we have zero capacity to direct it. Our lives usually fall apart, right? Have no money, life falls apart. We're just like flying by the seat of our pants. Wherever the wind blows is just where it kind of takes us. And that's okay if we want to live like that. There's nothing wrong with that. There's no judgment in any of that. This is just a conversation to activate more things within us, right? Now, what happens when we have a lot of consciousness, highly developed consciousness. We're able to bring a lot of consciousness. We can really focus on something, but we have no juice. Everything's dead. Everything feels dead. We have no energy to put behind it. I might have the best plan, the best goal, the best purpose, the best direction, I've got no juice. I have no energy to make it happen. There's no energy. I can't make it happen. It's not sustainable. No energy. Do you see how amazing these two forces are? Do you see how they flow into every single aspect of our lives? Every single thing that we do. Where focus goes, energy flows. If you have no energy, you can have all the focus in the world, nothing's going to happen. If you have no focus, you can have all the energy in the world, nothing's going to happen. Isn't this amazing? We're not going to heal ourselves because we can't focus. We can't focus the energy. The life force can do anything. It can do anything. Moves mountains. Heals things. Awakens things, shifts things, creates things, can do anything, But without the focus, it doesn't know where to go. It doesn't know what to do. It has no, this is why intention is so powerful. That's why intention. So developing this, opening up to more consciousness, opening up to more life force, more energy. And then opening up to more of the union, the dancing together. Do you see how this makes us so much more effective of human beings? Also makes us more joyful. So fuck the effective stuff for a moment. Like, fuck being productive and like getting shit done. And like, you know, some of us have like real big desires to like make big dreams happen and make big stuff happen in the world. Heck yeah. Some of us, fuck, we just want to feel a little bit better. I just want to feel a little more joyful. Like, I want to feel just a little bit more like my life has a little more meaning to it. Yeah, those two things, they bring that too. It's like the antidote to depression. It's the antidote to no aliveness. It's the antidote to no joy. It's the antidote to no love. It's the antidote to shit relationships. It's the antidote. It's the antidote to no, not having purposeful work in the world. It's the antidote. It's the antidote. It's the antidote to all of it. Let me feel for a moment. I want to bring us into activation. I don't want to talk too much here. I know I'm talking a lot, but all of this serves as an activation. I mean, may all of this serve as an activation. Activate different things in you, different aha moments. This is maybe more of like aha moment or fitting the pieces together versus like a journeying deep and like we did in part two. Okay, so how do we open up to more consciousness? You're like, this sounds great, Sabrina. Like, you're saying like all the things that I'm longing for. I want meaningful work in the world. I want more love. I want a really deep and meaningful relationship. I want to experience more pleasure and bliss and joy in my life. Like, yes, please. How? All right. How much life force? Let me feel for a moment for my doorway in. I'm going to do it through the archetypes. We'll do it through the archetypes. Let's talk about it this way. Let's talk about in the six faces. This is really easy to do it. Super simple. Six faces. Six faces in consciousness, six faces in life force. How much life force can you move through the mother in you? How alive, well, and awake is the mother, the face of the mother in you? The face of the mother. How alive, how well, and how awake is the face of the mother in you? Can a lot of life force move through the mother in you? Do you have mother wounding? Do you have inner child wounding, right? Are there any blocks to the amount of life force that can move through the mother in you? The mother in you is also related to the child in you. So this is like, so working to bring more life force through the mother in you, it's going to move through inner child wounding, mother wounding. It's going to move through in vitro wounding, in utero wounding. It's going to move through birth to conception wounding. It's going to move through your birth story wounding. It's going to move through past life wounding. It's going to move through ancestral wounding down the mother line. Isn't this beautiful? I mean, this is amazing. And we really don't have to like think about it. We don't have to write it all down. We don't have to talk it all out. We literally work with these enormously powerful sacred energies that create everything on the planet, right? They're like super juicy. It's like Kundalini, you know, Kundalini sacred energies. There's all kinds of flavors of them. We just happen to work with like hundreds of them in rewilding. And you bring through this particular sacred energy, this particular sacred awakening healing energy, right? High voltage energy. And you move it through that particular line. Now that particular line, it clears out the clogs. When you move the sacred energy through that particular line, it clears out the clogs. Now we got to know how to get into that particular line, work with that particular sacred energy. That's the thing, is we got to know how to do that, right? So we bring that life force up through, and you could get creative with it right now. Problem is there's hundreds of these places. And the other problem is the ones that have the most gunk and the most goo, we don't even know that they're there. The ones that are most blocked, remember this from the very first part of the thing of our activation series? I said sometimes the one that you numb out to and the one that you want to avoid and you get real distracted on, that's the one that's the most powerful for you. So it's the same thing here. You might have an extraordinarily powerful witch in you. Like real medicine woman in you, like extraordinarily powerful, but you don't even know it. You don't even know it. You don't know that there's no life force moving through it. You don't know it. So when we get real focused, when we get real clear and we start to work with these little specific parts, right? I said like there's 70 archetypes. Let's say you work with all 70 of these parts, right? And it's like, I'm going to bring life force through number one, number two, number three, number four, number five, right? And I'm going to clear out the line in number one, clear out the line in number two, number three, number four, number five, number six, number seven. Your entire life is going to change. Because you're going through like the mother, the warrior, the medicine woman, the witch. You're going through like the dark feminine, which holds the most shadow territory, the biggest blocks, the most repressed stuff, the stuff that we still hold shame around or pain or fear around, right? But we're moving love through them. We're moving life force through them to clear out the pain, the wounds, the blocks, to clear it out. Whether it be this life experiences, whether it be ancestral in our systems, whether it be past life, karmic stuff that we brought in with us, collective absorbed conditioning that we brought in or that we've taken on. The energy doesn't care. It's not linear. It's not logical. It's not just like, well, just what you can remember. It doesn't work like that. The mind can't go here. The mind can't go into these mysteries. The mind can't go into the sacred territory. The mind doesn't have the cognizing capacity. It'll catch things for sure. It'll be aware of certain things for sure. But so here's how it works, is you bring that sacred energy up through these 70 parts, and suddenly, instead of only having like four of them that can bring life force through, you have 70 of them. You have 70 of them. You are now tapped into an enormous amount of energy, an enormous amount of bliss, pleasure, aliveness, vitality, awakeness, fountain of youth, right? You are tapped into like 1,000-fold. And it's the exact same with consciousness. Instead of having four, right? Instead of having like four online, like, well, I can bring that high voltage energy through the, let's say your masculine warrior is really online. I can bring it through my masculine warrior. Well, can you bring it through your masculine medicine man? Like the shaman in you? How alive is that? Because there's a lot of gifts and there's a lot of wisdom in there. There's a lot of mysteries in there. There's a lot held in there. Can you bring it through there? Can you bring it through the lover in your masculine? Your masculine lover that literally has the capacity to make love, to unite with the feminine, right? That third force that opens up. Well, how alive and how awake and how, right? How much consciousness can flow through there? Now, do you see more and 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 more of these parts of consciousness? You become an extraordinarily conscious. You are dripping with consciousness. You are a force to be reckoned with. Not only do you have that much more consciousness moving through you, which is focus, which is awareness, which is your capacity to consciously penetrate into something, through something, anything, doesn't matter. You got a problem, you can bring 10-fold the amount of consciousness, 1,000-fold the amount of consciousness you could bring to that problem before. You got to run a company, you get to bring 1,000-fold the amount of consciousness into the whole of that company that you're running. You got a relationship, you get to bring 1,000-fold more of your consciousness into that relationship for directional first, for highest path forward, for holding a safe sacred container. You get to bring 1,000-fold more. And it's the exact same. When we rise the mysteries up, when we, the feminine, the life force moving through us, you get to bring 1,000-fold life force to lovemaking, 1,000-fold life force to how you raise your babies, 1,000-fold life force to how you run your business, 1,000-fold life force to how you create something in the world. I'm all in for 1,000-folding life force consciousness to awaken even more of our capacity to work with creation energy, our capacity to work with that universal mind, to work with all of that which is actually available to us humans. To me, this is human potential. This is, we have so much potential that we have not tapped into yet. So let's switch it on. Let's switch it on. Let's open up to as much potential as we possibly can. You open up to as much potential, as much of your true full self as you possibly can, realizing as much of that destiny as you can. That's rewilding. It's amazing to be here with you. I'm looking forward to the next time I get to sit with you, be with you, however that is, whenever that is. Huge, amazing, enormous, wild amounts of love to you. Thank you so much for being here.